Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim. Kalam Advav Siman Dalad. We're talking about the lachas of Dabar Shetibula B'Mashka, which is we need to clarify this point. What is this lach of Dabar Shetibula B'Mashka? So, any food which has been dipped into a liquid, and the liquid is still moist on it, and the moisture being a level of what's called Tefach Manas Latviach. So, there's enough moisture there, but when I touch my hand there, my hand becomes moist with enough moisture to moisten something else. So there's enough moisture there to make my hand wet enough that my hand will wet something else when my hand touches it. It's called tefeach manas latfiach. So if it has that level of moisture, even though I'm gonna eat the food from the part the side where it doesn't have that moisture, so I have to wash my hands. We don't make a bracha on it because it's a mechagz b'sharnim, whether you really have a chiyuv to do this in tefila. So we have to clarify that point because there's a Gemara in Pesachim which says explicitly that Rabbi Elazar said that a person called Amr Shetibula B'mashka needs a tefila shadayim. So there's a mechagz b'sharnim why that's so. Rashi learns, based on a rule in Shas, we've said already before that the primary source of tuma generates a rishon, which generates a sheni. There were certain rabbinic interventions which they did, which they added because of various different concerns. One of them was that something which will be poisel to truma, means any sheni, which has the ability to make truma tome, will make mashka tome to be a rishon. So yadayim, even though they're only a sheni, and by kula normally Sheni cannot generate tumah. So yadayim, which are a sheni, will touch food, nothing, which is chula, nothing happens. When yadayim, which are a sheni, touch mashka, the mashka becomes a rishon, and it becomes tameh. So it's possible to generate tumah from your yadayim, which are shniyas, mirabonim, we gave the hands the status of a sheni. They can take mashka, which is chulin, and make a tome. Now that mashka, which is chulin, will then turn around and mimetame the food. So, included in the din of srach truma, that we wash our hands for pas, even when it's dry. And over there, actually, it's not possible to have a din of tuma on pas, which is chulin, because chulin cannot become more than a sheni, and my hands have a din of a sheni. But they said, even so, we should wash parallel to that which we wash for truma. But by someone should tibula b'mashka, it's actually possible to have a din of tuma, even by chulin. So included in the gzera of srach truma to wash, we said we have to wash to maintain the kahanim's zahiris. So we wash for pas, because that's the primary achila of truma and people in general. We wash for peres, which are tumula b'mashka, because this actually has a din of tuma by even by chulin. So we have that we have to parallel and by truma and wash our hands as well. And so Rashi learns the Gemara. So according to Rashi, anytime this is a chiyuv netila. Tosfos disagrees and learns the Gemara differently. It's dealing with a different issue, which it comes out, it's not a chiyuv netila, which would be relevant nowadays, Tosfos says. And therefore, according to Tosfos, nowadays, a person does not need to wash for shadavar shetibula b'mashka. We paskin the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, that a person should wash. The Shulchan Aruch said, the Torah says one has to wash for shadavar shetibula b'mashka. But because it's a machlokes b'sharnim, one does not make a bracha. So that much deference we give to the sheet of Tosfos. This is true as long as the mashka is still present on the food. So never should tibula mashka, and the mashka is still there. So we have this concern that if his hands would touch the mashka, it would make the mashka tame, and then the mashka would turn around and make the food tame. But if there's no mashka there, there's no reason to be worried about it. And again, what happens is that the hands, which Chazal gave is the hands status of a sheni, a second level of a tall called, there's the primary tumas, which are the ovis, and then there's the secondary tumas, which are called the todos. The first level of that is a rishon, the second level is a sheni. Hands are drabonon, and they're given a din of a sheni. And then the hands turn around and make the mashka into a rishon, even by chulin. That's why we wash, and we'll talk about the actual halachas, Beth Hashem, in the upcoming shurim. Have a good morning.